All right, still going. Got a little bit more to do on St. Louis, and you know, we're excited to get back to TCF and get in front of our fans. They've gone a little bit of no huddle in some of their games, and so it's important for us that they help us out and be nice and loud. And it should be a great contest for us, and we're looking forward to it.
With their no huddles, and how do you kind of prepare your guys for that, and what's the biggest keys to being able to handle that as it's unfolding?
Well, you know, we've seen it a lot this year, so you kind of get used to it. And, you know, all through training camp, we've had no huddle periods, and you know, it's not necessarily hurry up no huddle. It's like a 2-minute stuff. It's just get lined up and go. So they do it sporadically throughout the game, and I don't think it should be too big of an issue.
You guys see that now? Does it get easier to defend when you get as many reps with it as you do?
I think you get more comfortable with it. Yeah. We've seemed to done okay against it. A little bit here and there. You know, started the first two series last week, they were in it, and then they didn't anymore for the first half, and then they came out a little bit in the second half and did it.
Mike, how close do you think Cordero's come to finding a seam on some of those kickoff returns and being able to?
Well, we haven't done a real good job of blocking, really. We got to do a better job in our kickoff returns, so. You know, that's been an emphasis for us this week.
Barr get enough work in today to give you some confidence?
No, he's full goal. Tweet that. I'm with you. Our old fingers, you know, these old fingers, they get, the tips of them get, yeah. Where's my tweeter? He's not here today.
Audie Cole seems to, you know, depending on what role he has Sunday, he seems to thrive in a spot role. Why is that? What about his makeup allows him to do that?
You know, he's a smart guy. He's very passionate about his job. He's always looking for an opportunity to show what he can do. And most of the time when he's had those opportunities, he's done well. So, you know, he takes a lot of pride in his job. He's a great team guy. Adds a lot of value to us, regardless of what he's doing, if it's special teams or playing defense or whatever.
You're a defensive guy. Do you see this as being sort of a grind game, your type of game?
Well, you never know going in, but you would kind of expect that. You know, they're good defensively, and, you know, they run the ball effectively. They've, you know, they got a you know, big-time weapon with Austin outside. Cook's a big-time speed receiver. I mean, tight end, and Britt, you know, he's a guy that goes up and gets the ball. But, you know, if you're just looking at it, but, you know, sometimes they don't ever work out that way. It's just how the game gets played. But they're very good defensively, and, you know, we're okay defensively.
I think you said St. Louis runs a lot of misdirection with their running plays. Have you seen that a lot? Have you guys seen that a lot? And how does that challenge a defense?
Well, the ones that they run are a little bit different. I'm trying to figure out the best way to say this. A couple of the plays that they've run were, you know, five years ago, it was kind of the in vogue play, some of them. And then, you know, people get away from certain things and then they get back to them, and they've been really effective at it. So they've got some of that. They've got some, rocket sweeps to Austin, you know, which often misdirection things. So it takes some work, yeah.
Stress and being disciplined and staying home, staying on.
Yeah, really disciplined. And it makes it tough on the defensive line, makes it tough on linebackers, and actually the safeties too.
How much stress does Gurley put on linebackers just being able to get to the second level on some of those big runs he's had?
Good. I think he's got great vision. So, you know, you can see that when he finds a crease and then accelerates to it. And then, you know, he's got the size and the speed to get into the second level. So, but, yeah, he does a good job.
Were you most comfortable with him?
Probably. But he's gotten a lot of reps at our Sam position, and probably not as many as the Will. But, you know, nowadays when you're dressing 5-6 linebackers for the game, they all got to be able to play. You know, all the backups got to play all the positions. Are you cold? He's over here shaking. We're in Minnesota.
How's Mike Harris done this season so far? Do you feel like he's settled in as a true guard at this point?
I think so. I think that's a good position for him. I think Mike could go out there and play tackle too, but I thought he's played well at guard. You know, he's got a little bit of pop to him. He's a bigger guy. And, you know, the biggest thing about Mike is he's a battler. He'll battle you. Good? All right. Thank you.